Director of Economic Development.
So I just wanted to also clarify that there is some additional territory that we are hoping to add to the north as well. And as you all know, economic development is a very long game. And when this TID was first created, the intent by the developer was to keep it as small as possible and only use the parcels that were under either ownership or control of the developer at that time. We did offer an opportunity to create a bigger boundary, which is very similar to what is before you this evening. And it is actually coincidental that you're looking at the Copart project through the Plan Commission at the same time that we're asking for a boundary amendment for TID 6. There is at least one other confidential project that is looking at the southern side in the amended area south of where Copart is proposed to go. So we do have some additional reasons for wanting to do the boundary amendment, and I just wanted to bring those to your attention so as you're making your decision, you will have those bits of information as well.
Alderman Nelson.
Okay, with that, as we've seen this whole development change, I don't know, dozen times, as to, first of all, it was a large focus on single family, kind of an equal focus on industrial, small commercial piece with a large, nearly 40-acre divider in between. That's been cut in half with the divider. It's an increase for industrial. And, you know, these things that keep changing and evolving, yet if you go out there today, there really still isn't anything done. Okay? They haven't sold or committed to any single-family properties yet. And I'm very, very concerned that any sort of expansion with this and any sort of increased focus on an industrial project is going to stymie or hinder the single-family higher-end development that is of a primary focus, to me anyway, and the thing that we were pitched 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, as far as the focus. That's all I've got to say.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, or Alderman Dandre.
Last comment. As a council, we're all familiar with the history of this development coming to us, and as
Ms. Burke, that's not entirely true, but okay.
Well, we've had thumbnail sketches of an understanding of the development, and Ms. Burke alluded to the expansion. We've always originally, when the project came to us, they always wanted us to include the area to the north and to the west that they at one time was planning to put multifamily on, and that we had asked them to take it out of the equation because we didn't like that proposed idea. And then they had come to us and discussed opportunities to expand, that they had potential clients that they were working with that they would possibly look at expanding to the south. We never, as a council at that point, never knew who the applicant was. And this was always, when it came to us as a concept, and these ideas always come to us as a concept, and as they continued to talk to landowners and the wheels started, development wheels start to move, some of the older owners of these farmlands are looking at opportunities to retire. And this is what the developer is doing, is looking at expanding and growing the development to make it more attractive for the city. And so this is how development happens. You may not like it, but this is how it goes, and this is how this development is going. Bear Development been always rather open to the people that they've been working with. We as a council aren't always involved with every meeting that they have, nor can we be. We don't have the time. Maybe some of the council members would have time. But we take the advice of the professionals and the employees that we hire, that they are giving us the best recommendation that would impact the community.
This development started late 2014 with a study by, I want to say, Grafe and Company. And Bear got involved shortly thereafter. And this was supposed to be an industrial park of a level of the industrial park or slightly less. And it was Bear Development that asked to put residential in there, and we pushed back. So, and it's all documented. It's in news, it's in Franklin Now articles and newsletter articles. So the accurate history's been documented, and it's in studies that are published. You can get them, they're in my office. You can get them anywhere you want. So it's long been documented. Alderman Handman.
If I may ask the Director of Economic Development, you mentioned that there is a confidential additional development that you are working on. Would the denial of the expansion of this TID significantly hamper your ability to move forward with your job in that area?
This is a user that is putting out feelers in multiple locations, mm-hmm. and in multiple communities. So I strongly believe that they will expect tax increment financing assistance. So if we move forward and that prospect does select that location, we would be having the same conversation about expanding the TID boundaries.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Madam Clerk?
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, if we have someone else that's looking at this, couldn't we wait to expand the boundaries at that point? I mean, do we have to do it right now? I know you had earlier said that we weren't going to be spending any money, and the finance officer had clarified additional spending of $1.2 million. What is the value of the Copart? Because to me, it sort of seems like low-end development. For the massive amount of acres, it seems like we could put some, you know, more valuable buildings on that and get a lot more tax base in the long run than just having a big gravel parking lot or whatever the area is going to be. And then there's a little bit of a concern where if they're not paving it and they're parking vehicles, in our ordinance, we don't allow vehicles parked on areas that aren't paved. So what are we going to do about that? I know there's a lot of questions here yet, and I don't see a lot of opportunities. The council really to take up the concerns about that. It just does not seem like the highest and best use for all of that land. I understand the industrial use and all that. I understand wanting to get the tax base from it. But we do have but-for tests, and it certainly if they don't need TID money and they could come in without it, that doesn't need a but-for test to put them in the TID. So I don't know. I'm a little bit mixed on this. I'd like to support the district alderperson. I do think that it's not the best use. I think if we held out, we could get something much better. Mayor, is this something you really feel you want my support on? Because I'm mixed on this right now.
The issue for me is to look at the finances. If you have an issue with a particular user, deal with the particular user, not with the structure of the development. To me, this is the structure of the development. And you've heard tonight that, and I always use caution when you start talking about what ifs, you know, and a future prospect is just that, a future prospect, but there's been substantive conversation. So the addition of the area to the TIF, I think, is important. If Copart goes through, it's $6 million in guaranteed assessed value. That is what it is. If Copart, if the TIF district doesn't go, if the TIF district goes through and Copart doesn't go through, you still have the TIF district and the ability to, as you suggest, find somebody else. Now, finding somebody else is a different issue, but that does not preclude the potential that's currently being discussed elsewhere. My thing is this. If you got a problem with Copart, take care of Copart. But don't kill the TIF district because you're angry about some other development. Don't throw the baby out.
Yeah, and Mayor, that was what I had asked about, what our options are for the Copart. And what I heard from the city attorney was site plan won't come before council. Can we get the site plan to come before council? Is that going to make a difference? I mean, to me, it seems like this is about the only option if we don't want it, unless you can tell me another way.
Well, I can't tell you another way other than express your interest to the plan commissioners.
Well, that'll probably take me nowhere, but it sounds like you want it. It wouldn't have gotten this far if you wouldn't, so I understand. Thank you.
Mayor?
Madam Berg, Ms. Berg.
This is probably not going to be a very popular opinion, but I want all of you to think about some of the other businesses that surround the area that we're talking about. They're all industrial, or they're the types of businesses that would not be in a corporate park. We don't have many other locations in the city that already have these types of existing businesses where a business that we're trying to attract into the community would be able to locate there. So I just want you to keep in mind when you're looking at the neighborhood down in that area, we have a landfill, for example. I, too, would like to see the best possible development that we can get to come to the city. But there's a reason why we have different types of zoning and why we have different types of businesses that go into different areas. And this is a perfect example of staff trying to help create an area where we can put businesses that are like each other. So I just want you to give that some consideration when you're looking at projects like this one, because I think that's an important consideration, is looking at what's in the neighbor area.
Okay, talking about the immediate area, so when this project was first pitched, and this is still an area that's still expecting around 75-ish single-family homes, right around that 450 number, okay, which is looking to almost mirror the Champions Village Muskego development just to the south, okay? So when we say what's going to be there and what's around there, you've got a high-end residential development just to the south. We're looking to mirror that just to the north along 112th Street. That hasn't gotten any, you know, sold units yet, sold lots, sold anything, and that's our goal, to have a big push for that. And I'm glad that I wasn't around when that was first pitched, or before it didn't exist, when it was simply how can we develop 160 acres of current green space, and where it is now is a long time. Things change. And I just want to caution that, you know, those, in order for somebody, if I'm looking to build a house for 450, I'm also going to look at what am I going to be looking out my back window at? Mm-hmm. What am I going to be driving past and this and that and next thing? And a auto salvage restoration, however you want to spin it, whatever wordsmithing they want to do, look at Cudahy, times it by two, and put it right there. Nothing else.
Okay. I'm not going to rebut that because I keep hearing it, I keep hearing it, I keep hearing it. And, well, that's enough of that. Okay, Madam Clerk.
Hey, Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I just like to say that I agree with the district alderperson. I think we can do better in that area. I think his vision for the area is a better idea. But I'm hearing pretty clearly that you would like the support for this, and I guess that's where it'll go. Thank you.
That was Will Smith. You didn't ever hear me say any of those words, but I guess the election continues. It's amazing to me.
Mayor, I just wanted to say that I agree with the alderperson. I think we can do better. That's it.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
No.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
3-3.
Motion fails due to lack of majority. Motion fails due to lack of majority. Any other action on this item? That's how you set it up, John. That's the way it is. Any other action on this item?
Yeah, we'd like to make the motion, but I've got to find the page again. Page 79. A motion to adopt the resolution approving an amendment to the project plan and boundaries of tax incremental district number 6 in the city of Franklin, Wisconsin.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion. You ready? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Okay. So then we move on to item G5, which is a resolution approving a project plan and establishing boundaries for creation of a tax incremental district number 8, which is on 27th Street and Oakwood Road. Ms. Burke.
Okay. So this project takes place where we currently have TID 4, which is roughly bounded by 27th Street, Oakwood, and South County Line Road. TID 4's expenditure period is slated to stop on June 20th of this year, and the city engineer is working full speed ahead to put in as much public infrastructure as possible in the current TID 4, leaving plenty of cushion for potential economic downturn, and that TID will likely remain open for its remaining life to close in approximately 5 years. In the meantime, we have at least one development, one that's confirmed, that can only take place if we put in additional public infrastructure, and several others, I call them tire kickers, where they're taking a good hard look at it, and I believe that post-pandemic we will see some significant activity taking place at this area. So we are proposing preparing for additional developments, preparing the site with public infrastructure improvements that can only be done if we create a new TID. The difference in geography between TID 4 and TID 8 is the removal of the residential piece that's just to the west of Ascension Hospital. Otherwise, the boundaries are essentially identical. The plan as we see it right now is to put the underground infrastructure in that will go where Hickory Street will be in the future. And with the creation of the new TID, we'll be able to complete that work and finish the street, et cetera, and so forth. The idea is to invest in those public infrastructure costs as we have development projects come forward that are of significant value, that we will spend the dollars to do the public infrastructure. So, for example, there is the possibility of some demolition or some grading or some moving of some power towers and those sorts of activities. They are in the project plan, but they are not planned as approved activities that we're going to spend the money to do them next week. We're going to wait until we have projects that justify those activities. The other thing that I would like to share with you is, in talking with several developers who've been kicking the tires around this area, They have all said that communities that are not investing in this type of shovel-ready activity, especially when they have the logistics like we have in this corner with the access to 94, the visibility to 94, and the sheer size of opportunity that we are showcasing over in that corner of the city, that we will be in a very good position to attract development in a competitive way over other communities. So essentially, in a nutshell, that's why we are moving forward with trying to establish TID 8